There'll be two more performances before feature time. And this next performance is, you all know her. She's here often. She's published. She's a very accomplished, creative, and witty poet. I'd like to welcome Suzanne Owens.
Thank you. Oh, I'm so organized. I have a new place for my glasses, and now I can never find them. There they are. Well, I have a little granddaughter called Chloe. She's 2 years old. And I have one good poem about her. But last Thursday, they took her to the hospital because she had pains. And she couldn't pee-pee in the potty. And they stayed all night, and they've been staying all night ever since. And they're going to have to stay another week because she has a bag or something in her stomach, and they've got something stuck in that's hanging a tube out there and a tube out her arm. And she's been under anesthetic while they did this. And they take a biopsy, and we won't know the biopsy result for several days. But it looks promising that she's okay, and they're just going to take out everything and let it drain. She's even learned to say to her parents, "Be brave, Mama. Be brave, Papa. Dada." She calls them Dada. So I thought it would be interesting to read, which I just happened by sort of some chance to come across. It's from the Tao Daily Meditations by Deng Meng Dao. Is that how you say it? I'm not quite sure. It's D-A-O, and I have all of them on my computer. I used to get one a day. And this is about healing. Fire cools, water seeks its own level. No matter how extreme a situation is, it will change. It can't continue forever. Thus, a great forest fire is always destined to burn itself out. A turbulent sea will become calmer. Natural events balance themselves out by seeking their opposites. And this process of balance is at the heart of all healing. This process takes time. If an event is not great, the balancing required is slight. If it is momentous, then it may take days, years, and even lifetimes for things to return to an even keel. Actually, without these slight imbalances, there could be no movement in life. It is being off balance that keeps life changing. Total centering, total balance would only be stasis. All life is continual destruction and healing over and over again. That is why, even in the midst of an extreme situation, the wise are patient. Whether the situation is illness, calamity, or their own anger, they know that healing will follow upheaval. And we've been in upheaval for since last Thursday, and they have to stay in the hospital another 7 days to get the results of this biopsy. And so I think of them, of course, every minute. They live in the same room. They sleep in this, you know, my daughter sleeps with her in the bed. They brought a puppy in for her today, and balloons and books and bubbles and all kinds of stuff. It's a wonderful hospital, children's hospital. This is what I wrote about Chloe. When the camera clicks. Extremophile, from Latin meaning extreme, and Greek philia, meaning love. On the ultrasound, the fetus tucked away inside my daughter's belly seemed like some kind of microbial life budding in a radical universe. an extremophile inside a rock, a spark of moving time. Months melt into 8-8-0-8, when the earth trembles at the headwaters and she slides into our world. Her eyes are windows, but can they see into my heart as my eyes, ears, and hands welcome her? In that instant between a tick and talk, when I lean down to pick her up, to hold her in my arms, her eyes open with insight beyond my knowing, while my body weight blinds me rushing by. In an instant, her legs first kick against the air, but no longer than it takes an idea to strike, when I place her tiny feet upon the floor, she toddles away. We never know at night what will happen in the morning. Life can turn around as we breathe out. Within some part of me, does an infantile denial exist? Did I think she'd remain a baby forever? Forever doesn't last for long. 125 billion galaxies exist in our universe, and yet everything fits together as in a cup. Today, in shock, I see the Christmas photo of our baby Chloe. But who is she now? In a red plaid jacket and tam? Yet the same little face, same smile, inquiring blue eyes and ginger hair. This is no picture of a baby. As quickly as a camera clicks, she's gone. This is the image of a little girl. That's it.
That was very moving, very beautiful. Thank you, Suzanne. Another hand for Suzanne.